with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We're coming up on Thanksgiving. And right there at the end of the last segment, why don't you register to win a free turkey from Sobey Meats? Get on to girlingguys.com and register. And we're going to give that away next week.
The girly guys?
Yep, the girly guys. Yeah, look that one up. You're probably not going to see the turkey contest.
Oh, hello.
Could be someone gobbling.
Right. Yeah. But anyway,
turkey.
Smoked turkey. Here we go. This is the way that I do my turkey for Thanksgiving. It was as a grilling guy, not a girly guy, but a grilling guy. I tried this several years ago, and now the family and friends that we have over for Thanksgiving request it every year. And I do it a little bit different maybe than some people do, because I spatchcock the bird before I smoke it. And what that means for those of you that...
Oh, so you're actually putting it on the smoker.
I am.
You're not grilling it.
Right,
okay.
Yep. I'm smoking the turkey.
Well, it gets done a little faster that way.
Well, it's, about an hour quicker.
More evenly.
Yeah, and you've got to have your probe in it. I put it in the thigh right near the deep joint in the thigh, and then I put one in the breast. And so
it also makes for a great presentation.
It does.
It looks cool. But when you got that raw bird, whether it's a chicken or a turkey or whatever, and you're going to spatchcock, the thing I learned pretty quick is you want to make sure when you set it down raw that it's exactly how you want to present it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can go with those back legs either way.
Right.
And it'll totally change the looks of it.
Right,
like,
yeah.
And, you're knee knocking.
Right. So what Bob's talking about is you're going to cut the spine and then all the way up to the neck and take the neck out too. And it opens the cavity. Then you take a sharp like boning knife and cut the ribs out of the bird. So
if you've got that bird on its breast.
Right, with its back up.
Down, back up. You usually have the little knob of the neck sticking up.
Yep.
So you take a little bit bigger knife and you run it right down, or poultry shears, and you run it right down each side of that spine.
Right.
Then you get a really thin-bladed boner.
Right. Yep. And you, because once you take that spine out of there, the ends of all those ribs will be sticking up fingers.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a little membrane on them.
And they're sharp.
There's a little membrane on them. So get right behind the membrane and cut that away until you get down to the bottom where you can cut them out of the bird, because the idea is to remove the rib cage, because it's going to make it lay flat when you flip it over to cook it.
Yes.
Right? So, but what this...
And it looks hideous.
Right. So this does two things when you do this, is you've got no bird to stuff, because we've just eliminated the cavity, right? We took the back out, we took the ribs out, and we're going to cook it flat. But I guess that could be construed as a downside if you like stuffing from inside the bird. The plus that I feel is that now I get to season both sides of the bird thoroughly, because if you think about it, this thing is flopped open. The whole cavity is laying right there on the board.
So you're going to do skin side down or up?
I'm doing it up.
Yeah, yep. Me too.
And so then once I season the underside, and then, you know, season the whole bird with whatever, you know.
And
so,
what would you use for that?
Well, I was talking with Tim Sobey, and Tim's got this Tim's blend, which goes on everything, you know. But my point is it's whatever flavor profile you like, but that one is salt, pepper, and garlic.
It's a real basic.
Right.
It's like
And you can buy poultry seasoning in a can or a jar, whatever it is, and any of those flavor profiles work. It's a big, dense bird.
The key is to get some salt and pepper in there.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Onion, garlic.
Yeah. Yep.
So if you're doing that spatchcock, Randy, and you don't get to stuff it, that stuffing recipe we'll be doing later looks to me, I mean, I've never made it, but I just in reading it, it's like, yeah, that's exactly what I had in mind. That looks like the perfect stuffing for the Pyrex sheet pans cake pans.
Yeah,
that's what my wife always makes them in.
Yeah,
and those are nice because if you line the pan in bacon grease,
right,
and you put your stuffing in there,
yeah,
oh, it's so good.
Yeah,
and it gets real crispy on the bottom.
Yep. Later in the show, I've got a couple sides that are based on with a bacon grease start, and I think you'll like them. But to finish the turkey, then it goes on my, I do this on the big green egg, my Kamado smoker, because it's a big round surface. This turkey sits right in the middle of it, and I'm using indirect heat because I've got this, what they call a plate setter, but it separates the coals from the grate. The bird's on the grate, the plate setter's in between them and the coals, so I get ambient heat like I would, or radiant heat, ambient heat rather, like you would in an oven, okay? So the bird is all during the cook, the bird is with the inside down and the skin side up. I don't flip it, I don't do anything, but I've got a temperature probe in the breast and one deep in a thigh to make sure that I'm getting to my 170 degrees that I want to get it to, because when I pull it off, I'm still going to get a 5 to 8 degree increase when I pull that turkey off. And then when I get to my temperature, I let it set for probably a half hour. I tent it with either some parchment paper or tin foil on a cutting board, because I don't want to cut it right off the smoker, because we're going to lose all the juice on the board.
Right.
And turkeys can be dry.
What happens when you cook a protein like that is you're actually, the heat is forcing the juices and the fluids, it's water basically and fat, to move around the muscle, because the muscle is actually like a highway.
Yep.
And so that heat pushes it, especially if it's all intact. When you spatchcock it, you probably screw that circuit up a little bit, but the heat pushes that juice, and that hot juice travels throughout the turkey and cooks it.
Right.
It's kind of cool. Well, if you just tear right into it, it's going to be hot, and those juices are going to be trying to migrate back to the part of the muscle where they started.
Yep.
It's like they're smart or something.
I don't know. Right. It's a give and take thing.
Yeah.
And so letting it cool, I mean, nobody wants to eat 170-degree meat anyway. It needs to be cooler in order to enjoy it and eat it. But you still want it warm, don't get me wrong. But that bird is dense, that breast is thick, the thighs are thick, and, you know, you carve it maybe at the side of the table when everybody else is there, or you do it right before, but it's maybe sat on that board a half hour. Now, this is timing. If your bird all of a sudden gets to the temperature that you want, you can always drop the temperature of your oven, or if on me, like I've got the big green egg, that doesn't cool down that quick, I can take it in and put it in the oven at like 130, 120 and keep the bird warm, and it won't dry out. And while the rest of their stuff is getting done, I mean, it's a little challenge to time everything to get all that done at Thanksgiving. So you can put a bird on hold if you have to.
You get pretty good at it.
Yeah. But I mean, if it's your first time and you're just trying to, you'd say, hey, I want to do that.
And if it's spatchcocked, you're going to have a real tough time holding it, because what are you going to put it in?
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Now, if you have
put it on a big, like a baking tray.
If you have, yeah, but then like we've got some of these big insulated bags.
Oh, yeah.
You could use one of those, like the catering companies use, pizza companies.
Yep, and put it in there.
Actually, it'd be a great idea.
It'd hold, right. Yeah. It would, because you're right. You might not have oven space.
I'm full of good ideas.
Well, one or two, generally,
you're full
every
of
week.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not so
and
full
humble.
Of it anymore, as I heard. But,
and humble.
Yeah, that's the way it works. But anyway, so any other tips for smoking a turkey?
Well, I don't know. I could go on and on about smoking anything, especially in the 70s.
What temperature?
When Conrad and I used to go around back of the... Anyway.
Yeah. What temperature do you usually smoke a bird at?
Depends on the type of smoker, but if you're on like a big steel or Kamado, and what kind of wood and charcoal, obviously, right?
Right.
I think you're going to want to hit around 3, 3 1/4.
Okay.
I don't want it to be... I'm not going to go too slow, because then it'll be smokier.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Coming up next, we're going to go from the smoker to the deep fryer, and this is where Bob is going to show you how to get it done. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.